there are so many cases of Rwandan people who are still suffering of post-trauma. And we need to invest more to help the people of Rwanda. Despite all the efforts of the current government of Rwanda, you cannot really achieve all the development goals when you have a large part of your population suffering of such a trauma. And we need, therefore, to bring the people of Rwanda together. We need to have to invest more in trauma counselors throughout the country to help these people. But most importantly, the efforts of the Rwandan government should be, I would say, supported by strengthening the reconciliation process, in other words, by getting people together.
Is the international community better prepared today to prevent another genocide?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the tools which we have today, the Special Advice on the Genocide Prevention, the Special Advice on the R2P, the Human Rights Upfront, we have so many tools which simply need to be supported. But unfortunately, what are we witnessing? I was a couple of days ago in Ottawa, where the new Canadian administration is looking into the global affairs and committing to really invest more in prevention. And I was very pleased that the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Stéphane Dion, committed to make a priority issue of respect of diversity, inclusiveness, respect of gender, etc. Because those issues are extremely important if we want to prevent atrocity crimes.
My last question, what is your message to the Rwandan people and to the international community on this anniversary?
The Rwandan people, I would say to them, it is always a difficult period, the time of the mourning. I mean, people will always, of course, remember what happened. And it is important that they remember. Remembrance will enable each Rwandan to understand that they have to live together as a nation. When I see the situation today in South Africa, a country which faces also one of the most outrageous crime, the crime of apartheid, which is a crime against humanity. But today in South Africa, we are no longer talking about white, black, Indian. We are simply talking one nation. And that is my hope, that in Rwanda also, we will have only one nation, the Rwandan nation, and people will be. And to the international community, I will say, please do note that it is critical to make every effort to bring peace also in the region. Because if you have a situation which is as critical as the one we are seeing today in Burundi, the situation in DRC, we are facing some kind of a regression of democracy in that part of Africa. We need to invest more to remind the leaders of their role in managing diversity in the most constructive manner, making sure that they are inclusive in their policies, making sure that nobody is feeling discriminated. And the international community has, in that regard, a role. They have a contribution to make.